Okay, so we're going to be starting today, not yet, in about 20 seconds. We're going to be starting from Namarkan 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line from the top, and Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, 78A1. What do you have here?
Are you getting the microphone to use the computer?
Okay. Okay, Dr. Gemara. Namarkan Zadavar, it says by the Dharam Zadavar. Where's the passage? When Namar Mashah Rashi Amatras of Ne Yisrael Vimer Zadavar. And the Namar Mavon Zadavar. And by Shute Chutz, it also says, Dabar Av Rabbanu of Ne Yisrael Vimer Zadavar, Zadavar Ashetiv Hashem Vimer. That if a person has a korban and he shechs it outside the Azara, he's chayv karis. Ma'av of Shute Chutz, Aaron Rabbanu B'chol Yisrael. There's no difference. Who does the Shute Chutz? The Pasuk enumerates. It lists Aaron, Ubanov, B'chol Yisrael. Our Parshas Nedarim, Aaron, Ubanov, B'chol B'nei Yisrael. The Parshas Nedarim also, the Torah means everybody's involved. We don't know what that means yet. Umakan Rashi Hamatris. And over here by the Nedarim, it says, Vaydamer Meshach Rashi Hamatris. Avrahaman, also by Shute Chutz, there's something special about Rashi Hamatris. And now the Gemara is going to explain what does Gzeirah Shavah teaches me? Dr. Gemar, the Parshas Nedarim L'mayochasa. What halacha do we derive from this Gzeirah Shavah? To tell me, I'm Rav Acha by Yaakov v'Hakshe Shloisha Jaitis, that Kol B'nei Yisrael have a role in Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim is derived from Le'yachol Dvaroi, Avel Acherim Meichvamoi, right? So you would think from the Pasuk it has to be Rashi Hamatayis. That's what Meisha told the Parsha to. Right? Damer Meisha Rashi Hamatayis. Maybe Hataras Nedarim is limited to Rashi Hamatayis, which are either people with smicha or people with Muflid B'daira, whatever the Rishayim say is necessary, right? Comes along the Gzeirah Shavah and teaches me, no, even three Hadarites. Why three? Maybe two? So the Rashi will address the issue. Maybe four? Right? So the Rashi will address the issue. Correct the Gemara of Rashi Hamatayis. But what do you do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk says Rashi Hamatayis. The Torah is trying to tell me Rashi Hamatayis can do it by themselves, and other people, the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me other people are involved as well, that you need three. The Heaven of Rush. Mahakshir Shlosha Gaitis. The Chol Yisroel Ksherim Lahav and Nedarim. Ubeiz Lekah L'Meimar. You can't say it's two. With the Itzrich, I'm sorry. He changes the Girsa. Let's see how he changes the Girsa. Nun. The echad like of the Meimar. You can't say any hechet. Echad like of the Meimar. With the itzrich Rosh Hamatis la'achshi yochid mumcha. If Rosh Hamatis tells me one mumcha, obviously it can't be one regular person, because then Rosh Hamatis wouldn't be any different.
Because it's Russian plural, Rashe?
No. Rashe means one. Rosh Hamatis means any one of the Rosh Hamatis. But what it's trying to say is, you can't say that the Gzeirah Shavah is teaching me a common yid. There's no common yet. Any yet can say to be matinetted by himself, then why does the Torah say Rashi Amasa? There's nothing special about Rashi Amasa. So it can't be one yet. Torah says it might be two. So the Rush, the Torah betray Havi Bez and Shakul. Once it's not one, we know the Torah doesn't like even numbered bezins. Therefore you need three. Even though Shmuel says that the Evan, if two pots get their din is a din. So we see that Bezin can be two. So what right do we have to say that you need three yidden? Why don't we say you need two according to Shmuel? That's by Mammon that we learn now from Sukkim, the two are enough. But Heter the Darim, which is an Isra question, that he would agree needs three. So therefore it can't be two. It has to go from one to three. It's an interesting
This is not karata at all, right?
It's whatever way we're martinetta. Whatever way you do at Hataras Nedarim, you need three.
But this is not karata, right?
I don't know what you mean by that.
That the person that's coming is regretting.
It could be.
No, but then you don't.
Still need Hataras Nedarim.
Shy law if you need concentration.
Again. You still need three hajaitas. Again, the Torah allowed a Rashi Hamatayis to be made for a netter by himself. Then we learn now from Gzeirah Shavah that three yidden can do the same thing as one mumcha. Now, whether the three yidden have to act with all the hilchos bezin or not, that's a machlokes whether charata works or not.
Right.
But that still doesn't take away the necessity of three.
No, that's what I was. I was thinking that maybe
you wouldn't say any common yid can do it. That would make a lot of sense, except that the Torah said Rosh Hamatzis. The Torah told me a yid can't do it, a regular person, that's not a Rosh Hamatzis.
Well, so how does three hidyot just make it then? That's your Rosh Hamatzis.
That's the other. The Derech Shabbat teaches me.
That's why exactly where I'm coming from. So I'm saying then, so maybe two's good then.
But it's not, because that's Bez and Shakul. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says that even though it doesn't have the other halachos of Bez, but the Torah doesn't want even numbers.
It's
a chiddush of the Rosh. I'm asking if it's a chiddush of the Rosh. Other Rishonim say different truths, so why it can't be two?
The story that we have of Chiya Barav, that he was a Yachin Mumcha, right?
Yeah, he was a Yachin Mumcha. Either that or he had two other people with him. You know, the Gemara can never bring a ride that he was a Yachin Mumcha, because you can always say he had two other people with him. You never know. What?
Or none of
them. So this is a big shayla, because I mentioned that Kivega said you can have a Bez on a four.
Yeah.
So that's the title of Kivega, it's a Bez and Shakul. So that's the shayla, which you're not allowed to have. But we see that the Torah does allow Bez and Shakul in cases in Sanhedrin when one doesn't know, you have three, and it's two, and the third one doesn't know. So we add two more. So now you have four.
Right.
So that's the question. You have four or you have five? The one that doesn't count, is he still part of, therefore it's not a Bez and Shakul? Or once you're into the addition mode, we allow Bez and Shakul. That's a big shayla in Sanhedrin. We're not learning Sanhedrin now. But, so this will be an impact here, because the Rosh seems to say the problem of Bez and Shakul. So what happens by four? Is four a Bez and Shakul also? And we have to have five? So therefore, Kivega's eight, so including a fourth, is not so simple. That's why there's a quite of the dings of them. They say it's a Bez and Shakul. But on the other hand, you can say Bez and Shakul is only a problem up to a certain number. This is the discussion that there is. That's number one. Number two is, here I decided it's time to speak it out sooner or later. This is a halacha that many people don't know. The Torah paskins, and so does the Shulchan Aruch, that to be matur neder, you have to know how to make a Pesach. If not, you're not roi v'atar sedar. Not a Gemara. But the Torah paskins, that to be a hedges, one of the shleisha hedges, you have to know to be matzer netted with the Pesach. If you don't understand what Pesach is and how it works, you can't be one of the three matzer nedar. This is a common mistake. People get up every Shishana and they're matzer netter. A, they take 13-year-old kids, which is a big shayla. You can't use a 30. I know you have a son that's bar mitzvah and you have a lot of nachas in him, and you should have more nachas in him, but that doesn't make him a kosher bezin for atar sedar necessarily, number one. And number two is, many people are sitting there and never don't know what Pesach is. What is a Pesach Teneder? If they don't know, it's up to Torah. There can't be a Bez and Avatar Tadar. That is why Rabbi Groomer was makbid who his Bez and was. He was always very careful in who he picked.
It was always Rebbe was one of them.
Well, he had me pick the other two.
Yeah, but I thought never did Rebbe ever ask me.
You were around most of the time.
I beg to differ, bro.
Oh, you get me anyway.
No, but if you learn that Charetz is good enough, why do you need a Pesach?
Because that's exactly it. That's the chiddush of the tour. That even if Charetz is good enough, the dayan has to know how to make a Pesach. Which, what if the person doesn't have Charetz and Bikara? I know we say, B'chulam is Charetz and Bikara.
Yeah.
Okay, but again, but I'm telling you, this is the tour track. This is not my halacha. The tour paskins and the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. That to be a dai for atars the dorm, you have to know what a Pesach is.
I mean, it's not like...
So you have a good kasha. But the bottom line is, that's not well.
It doesn't make the person a yachad mumcha. I mean,
no. He's not a yachad mumcha.
And make a Pesach, you don't have to be... Like,
you have to know what Pesach is.
Matzah and mortar. No, I'm saying, like, you don't... It's not anything... No, it's not anything... It's not a big thing.
Again, I'm asking. I just say that people have to know what it is. I'm not, if it's not a big thing, I don't have it. I don't want to ask you a question. I'll ask myself a question. Before I ever learned Masechtos Nedarim, did I know what a Pesach was? No. I learned Masechta Zadar, and I found out what's Charata, what's Pesach. I didn't know that beforehand. Even though it's not a big thing, I didn't know. There's many things I don't know.
Not too many.
No. Can
we rely on that on the tour?
Not that I know of. Shekhanar classified him, and nobody argues.
What are we doing? So all these, that's our Sadarns.
Again, what am I supposed to tell you? I'm just telling you, halacha, you apply it where you want to, leave me out. Thank you. It's a Shulchan Aruch. I can't help it. That's why I spoke it out now. Because it's not known Shulchan Aruch, but it's not Shulchan Aruch. But it says, Bahashir Shalai Shajaitas, the Jaitas have to have a certain level. The levels of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, is they have to know what a Pesach is.
Does anyone argue on Shulchan Aruch?
Not that I know of.
You said one knee or all three knees?
All three knees.
What Timon is it? I want to study. What Timon?
I don't remember. Honestly, don't remember.
Can you look it up?
Not now. I can't look it up. Something tells me it's Reish Lamed Daled, but I'm not sure.
What? Which one?
Something tells me, again, in the faint recesses of my memory, I think it's in Reish Lamed Daled.
Reish Lamed Daled in Shavuot.
Yeah, in Yerideya. But I don't, if you catch me not, I never said it. Right, sir. Something you might write. I'm going to write. That's to tell me what we learn now from the Zeresh Shava vis-a-vis the Dharam. Rashi Amatis Mishkute Chutz, my uncle, sir. By Shkute Chutz, what do I need Rashi Amatis? Any year that checks the carbon outside the Azara is Chayim Chorus. I'm going to say, it's my Mishkute Shaila the Hegdish. So we're learning out from the Dharam that you can remove Hegdish. You can treat Hegdish like a regular nether. The guy donates something to Hegdish. He can now go to a Bedin, a Shlaishajaitis, or a Rashi Amatis, and remove the Hegdish. That's what the Xerish Shavah teaches me, because you would think that Hegdish is stronger than a regular netter, cannot be removed. The Xerish Shavah teaches me, even though the Xerish Shavah is the Shkute Chutz, but Shkute Chutz is talking about a carbon, you can remove Hegdish.
But it doesn't do with Shluchit Rachmana, Shluchit
Yisrael. Nothing to do with that. We're talking about the item that's Hegdish. We're not talking about how to do the carbon now.
No, people are chayev in it.
Everybody is chayev, they check that by their daughter. Nothing, because anybody can check the carbon. Hakok Sherem by Shkita, Persha Mishnah, and Zvachim. Mirch Hashem will get that.
There's this big tumult in Kedushin that how does, can you take a korban out to who? And so, but you could.
At a certain point, before you give it to the Kain, after you give it to the Azar, you get. See, there it's talking about a different thing already. First of all, it's not an owner. You're talking about the Gemara in Kedushin, you find the animal. You find an animal, you're not the owner. You can't remove something that belongs to somebody that was somebody else's carbon. I can't be matter your netter. I'm sorry, there's one more rush before. Means generally a mumchav. Even after he shechted the carbon b'chutz. He did cut Shkutei Chutz. And now he goes to Bezin and removes the Hegdish retroactively. Niftar Mikarb of the Karas. Uadim Chol Dvar HaKadosh B'Maisis Svasav. Anything that he sanctifies with his lips. Igan Truma U'Maiser. Zemina Lel B'Per Kanayda B'Na Yerik. He can be Matuit. Frank the Gemara. Ulu Beishamai. Where am I up to here? We talk to Gemara. The Beishamai Damra in Shaila Behegdish, Masechtas Nazir. Beishamai say you can't remove Hegdish. The Hegdish is beyond removal. So then, what do they learn from the Zeresh Shava? What do you have to learn out from Rashi Amatas? And for the Gemara, right? Talk to Gemara and Damra Rashi Amatas and Mishkut Chutz by Hilkasa. Beishamai less the Zeresh Shava. Beishamai doesn't hold the Zeresh Shava. Now again, what that means is Beishamai and their Mesira did not receive their Xerish Shava. Every Rebbe gave his Talmud over the Xerish Shavas he received from his Rebbe. And you could not accept Xerish Shavas from somebody else. So if you learned by Rebbe Kiva, you had Rebbe Kiva's list. If he was your Rebbe, that was the list. And if somebody else learned by Rebbe Yeshua and he had a different list, well, I can't accept for you because my Rebbe had this list. And that's not all. Beishamai didn't have this Zerishava in the list of Zerishava. Rashi, look to Rashi. Okay, Shammai Dharmi Eishai Lebehegdish. Now, the Rashi tells us, where did Beis Shammai say this? The Tzvi'u, the Hegdish Batar's Hegdish. The way it operates, Hataras Nadarim, is to turn the netter into a mistake. Had I known, I wouldn't have made it. Or I regret I ever made it. Beis Shammai says, Hegdish by mistake is Hegdish anyway. You don't need that you were meant it, even if you didn't mean it. It's chal. It is a mesechtes nazir. Amar shor shachar, shachar, she is in the base you reach in, yei kaddish. The yata lovam. You say the black shor, I'm not learning mesechtes nazir now, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this Mishnah. But the Mishnah says there, a guy says the black shor that comes out first. He said two things. He said the black shor, and he said the one that comes out first. And the yata lovam, and the white one came out first. The Shammai Emim Hegdish. He said the first one. He said the black one and the white one wasn't included. Hegdish anyway. Even though he didn't mean it, Hegdish Torah Sadeh Hegdish. I'm not getting involved. That Mishnah needs a lot more explanation. Emir Tishem will get there. That Muhammad Allah. Hilkach, Lemahani Shaila. Now, Tilu Torah Zvada Ad Hegdish. The coach gave the Torah Sadeh Harata. No Yatsu Lahulam. So the Shammai is revealing to me there's no way to remove a netter from Hegdish. All you're doing is making a mistake. Mistakes are also called by Hegdish. So therefore, there's no removal of a netter by Hegdish.
This is.
I'm not learning Nazir now. I don't want to delve into that case.
Okay, I've got a question.
Yes.
Why is he allowed to ask
me? You're not going to ask because I missed him. If he does, I'll tell him the same thing. Yes.
So, what is the source of the original list of Gezeirah Shavah? Is this Moshe Rabbeinu? Is this Shmai Vatalian? Or?
But obviously, they're different lists by different people.
Okay, no. That's, what is the original source? How did it get to be different lists? I'm sorry, what?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay, in which case, what you've made is a statement. You're not going to like this, but what you've made is a statement is that over the course of years, the original list from Moshe Rabbeinu Ol Shalom, which is unitary, has been corrupted so that there are different lists.
This Listen, what can I tell
you? For a long time.
Okay, and it's a good question. Chavis Yor asked your question. It's again, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, and I forgot Rabbi Shmuel.
No, I know that.
What am I going to say?
I'm sorry. Okay.
But you learn the whole Torah of a cloud, prophet cloud, or you learn the whole Torah of a Reboy, be it Reboy.
Oh. Yeah.
And that like, just plays itself out across shots. Now, who decided whether the Torah of a cloud, the Reboy, be it? Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Shmuel? No. Moshe Rabbeinu. And they have a Machlokes, what Moshe Rabbeinu. So that kasha can be asked many places. It's a good question, and we'll leave it as a question because I don't have the answer.
The Reboot is an easy one because that's simply a logical approach. But
no, it's not.
A list
doctor, it's not logical at all. It's how was the tyrant meant to be
dodged?
Right. The Schleicher, okay, so that means how did Moshe Rabbeinu teach us to dodge in the Sefer the Torah? Did he tell us to use Klal Prat or did he tell us to use Reboot Miyad?
I agree with you.
Okay. Shammai Lesh. Dr. Rush. Well, common boy had Jaitis Manalu. So the obvious question is if they don't have Zerah Shavah, how do I know the three Jaitis can be Matra and Nether? You have a Darshan Zerah Shavah, the Melu, Darshan Shutra Kot, Vahakshar and Jaitis. Once you have the Zerah Shavah, one way, have a Yelfi, Nami, Shutra Kot, Mendarshan, Zerah Shavah, the Melu. Dr. Rush, if you have the Zerah Shavah, you got to go both ways. Zereshav is a highway. You can't say, well, this yes and this not, unless you have a pusik that tells you not that way. Beis Shammai does not have a pusik that says Hegdish can't be removed. They're saying it based on their understanding, right? But that's great. But that's, if you have a Zereshav, you can't deny it. Terry says you don't have the Zereshav. So we don't have the Zereshav. So how do you learn out? So then how do you learn out that three Hegdishes can be Matzah Neder? And that's going to be the Gemara's question later on.
When you describe the Zereshav, why does it say that the Gezeirah Shavah is not the word Rashi Matzah, it's Davar Davar.
Zeh Davar, correct.
So why does he like the wording, the Gezeirah Shavah, so Zeh Davar, oh, it did say, it. I thought it said Rashi Matzah.
No, it's not. It's Zeh Davar.
Okay. How much later can they be Matzah? In other words,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How much later he can do the Shechita and do all the Avoda and 10 years later, he can ask.
Well, this at this point, so this becomes a discussion in all the Dorim. Okay, let's take a netter. A man made a netter. He bans himself with apples, and he goes to eat an apple. Two Adam warned him, and they say, if you eat the apple, you'll get malchus. He's over love, but Yahud Varai, and he eats the apple. Now if that man is smart. He goes to three people. Says, I made a netter, right? And I made a netter, and this is the netter, and I want to remove it. And he removes it, he doesn't get malchus. He doesn't remove it, he gets malchus. Now, Bezin will call him in, two Adam will testify, they'll give him malchus. They don't say, well, maybe in 10 years from now he'll remove it. It's not removed. Now, if he's smart, he goes and removes it before Bezin gets to him. But if he doesn't, he faces it. Bezin doesn't say, well, since he might remove it 10 years from now.
In other words, it can be removed any time. If he's smart, he does one thing. But he can remove it in his lifetime.
Yes. But not if once Bezin punishes him and he removes it, Bezin is not faulty now for giving him malchus. At that time, he was chayav. Yeah. In Lumdus, it's called Nikan Ulhaba Lemefreya. From now and on, we view it as if it was never there. But up to now, it was there. It was removed retroactively. From now on, we view it as if it was removed retroactively. This is the way that Akhrenim explain how it works. Because then the kash is, how can Bezin give him malchus? He might remove it next week, and then he wasn't chayav malchus, and he gave him malchus for no reason. How can Bezin give him malchus? How can Bezin give him all this? How can Bezin tell him if you did a b'shagi, you have to bring a carbon? I'll remove it in a year from now. Terence says, now it's there. When you remove it, from then and on, we look at it as if it was never there.
It's
a very big insight.
It's not
right.
That's
exactly what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the kacha they're asking. How can you give a guy malchus? You warn him that he's going to get malchus if he eats the apple. Not true. He'll remove it. The answer is now it's there. Now he's chayav malchus. Vadai chayav malchus. And even if he removes it, he was chayav malchus. Except if we didn't do anything, from now and on, we view it as if it was never there. The Yisrael Dachreinim call it as Mikan Laba. We view it like Mefreya, it wasn't there.
Yeah, but that's
it's a very big Yisrael. It's a very difficult Yisrael, yeah, but that's what they
very
say.
Very difficult Yisrael because he, let's see, he doesn't want to go with the Torah business, he wants to go with tshuva business. That means I really feel bad for what I did. No?
Tshuva doesn't affect I just been what the Bezin gives. I can't walk into Bezin and say, don't give me mom because I did tshuva. No such thing. But they are them, we don't take tshuva into account. No Bezin takes tshuva into account, not our business.
The question I really have is the Yom Shamo.
That's Hafara, not Nidatara. Hafara has no limitation.
Okay.
Only Hafara has Amalga beyond
something. That's the point. I mean, down here doesn't take shuva into account.
Right, at all.
But the guy is total, the guy did a good shuva.
Upstairs, they have all the credit. How he got malchus?
Yeah, yeah.
Upstairs, they'll give him a lot of credit for the malchus he suffered. We can't. Adam Yerle Nayim Vashem Yerle Leva. We cannot judge a person. We cannot take into account tshuva because it's not something we can really know. Only even though we do use tshuva, other things, but not for this.
Is this what Rebbe just said? It's interesting. I mean, the malchus that he got, they're going to use it. Hashem's going to use it as a.
If he really did tshuva, I mean, obviously the Torah. Listen, we listen to the Torah. We don't make up our own rules. The Torah said if a guy's ever alive, he gets malchus. I did tshuva. The Torah never said, judge him if he's about tshuva.
No, the point that I'm stressing is I can't believe that, and I'm very happy that he's going to get
I assume so. That was my own speculation. Exactly. So there was
he did it. He made it Yisur.
Every Yisur Rachmana L'Tzlan that a person gets, he made it. Why does a person get Yisur Rachmana L'Tzlan?
Maybe as a warning.
Again, why does a person Rachmana L'Tzlan suffer Yisurim in this world? Kabara. That's what happened. He did it to himself. Either this Gilgul, last Gilgul, three Gilgul Magai go, but not, he did it to himself.
That is a simplification. It's contradicted in the first parak of Brachos.
There's something that he did, really?
Usually, I'm not going to get involved now. We're not learning Gashkapa now. This isn't the Pesuch Yisharim here. We're not doing the Pesuch Yisharim now. Somebody came to the Bnei Menachem, the Gerei Rebbe. He says every morning he wakes up and he has daggers and worries. Every morning. The Bnei Menachem told him, if you ever wake up in the morning and you don't have daggers, you should know you're in Gan Eden. That's a good idea. Zadavar b'parshas the Dharma might sit. So what does Beis Shammai use Zadavar for? If they don't learn the Gzeira Shava, so why isn't Zadavar extra? So the Gemara, Loimar Chacham Matir Be'Bal Matir. It teaches me that the Chacham can only do Hatara and not the Baal. And the same thing, the Baal can do Hafara and not the Chacham. Dr. Rashi, Loimar Chacham Matir Be'Bal Matir. I expect the Rash, I got a problem. So the Mandamina does learn the Zeri Shava. He also learned the Halacha. How can you do two things out of the same thing? If Zadavar teaches me Zeri Shava, so how could the Brisa before that learned the Zeri Shava, not like Beis Shammai, and yet learned the Halacha of Chacham Matir Ve'en Baal Matir? Dr. Rush, Brisa the ill, is like Zeri Shava, but got Chacham Matir Ve'en Baal Matir. Tzvirle, the Mufti Mitarechot, Haf Nishkutechot. There's a big machlokes in Xeris Shabbos. Does it have to be open on both sides, available, or one side? This right to hold, since the Zad Dover by Shkutei Chutz is extra, therefore, it's enough to make Xeris Shabbos, even though Zad Dover by Nedarim is not extra. I needed to say, Baal Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir, Baal Mefer Vein Chacham Mefer. So, the Gemara writer, Zad Dover by Shkutei Chutz, my Xiv. So, what do I use the part in Zad Dover by Shkutei Chutz? This is Xeris HaKosov. Usually, Shkutei Chutz means you take an animal, it's a carbon, was supposed to be shechted in the Azara, and one shechted outside the Azara. A bird is not shechted in the Azara. A bird has Malika, where they cut it with a nail through the back of the head. Now, what if a person does Malika outside of the Azara? He's not Chayev. But if he shechts a bird outside the Azara, which is not done in the Beis HaMikdash, he is Chayev. Again, by birds, carbon birds, the halacha is, you're Chayev only on Shechita, which is not done in the Azara, and not on Malika, which is done in the Azara. Zeret HaKasim. And Beis HaMikdash learns it out from Zadavar. Like it says, shecht over there, Lema Shechita Chayev, Vein Chayev ala Malika. Dr. Rush, ala Shechita hu Chayev, even though that's not the way usually done inside. How does he know it? Like that, you can't say you use it for two things because one of the psukim have to be available. Now, come on, can the darish b'taris kahanim? Asher yishchat, al ha-sheichat u-chayev, ve'in-chayev al-malika. He learned it out of different words. He doesn't learn it out of Zadavar. He doesn't learn that from Zadav. Zogti Gemara.
What was the problem? Because
how does the man, the Amalek user for Xeris Shava, learn not only Shechita, not Malika? No, because one has to be Mufta. One of the two of the Xeris Shavas has to be available for Xeris Shava. You need a Mufta at least from Mitzad Echad.
Isn't there a man that ever says you don't need Mufta?
That, but everybody holds that if it's not Mufta at all, you can slug it up logically.
No.
This Xeris Shava is easy to slug up logically. How do you pair the Nedarim to Shkutei Chutz logically? No logic here. you need a Gzeres Shabbat that can't be astrologically. So that for sure you need Mufna Mitzad Echad. Zogdik Amar Vaitre.
How do they matter the Shudichus by removing the Neder Mitzilu?
Yeah.
So there is a logic.
No, one second. We're now going on the other drasha. Again, stop, let's stop. Zadavar says you can be Matzer Neder, you can be Matzer Hegdish. Now, you can't logically split the two?
How are we Matzer Hegdish?
Same way you're Matzer Neder. Same way, yes.
And he's Matzer from the Meikara.
Yeah, how do you know he can do that?
Is it worse than regular Nadar?
Isn't it Hegdish?
Hegdish means you get Natted.
It's more Chomer. The Bishame who doesn't have the Xerish other. So how do we know the three Hajitas can be Matzah and Neder? We learned it out. We, meaning Basil, learned it out from the Xerish other of Zadavar. Ma'alalan Aranabad of Bechol Yisroel, Abkan Aranabad of Bechol Yisroel. But Bishame doesn't hold it. So the Gemara Nafkalum and Dravasi Banas, they have a different Drasha. Now this Drasha makes zero sense till we get to the end of the Gemara. So I'm going to read this Gemara. The Rush has no comment on it. So I'm just going to read the Gemara, and the Gemara will be self-explanatory. The Tanya we learn. Now this pasuk is written at the end of Parshas Pinchas. No, it isn't. But this is a big shaila how to be gairus. Because at the end of Parshas Pinchas, it says a similar pasuk. I don't remember exactly what it is. I don't have Parshas Pinchas here. I don't know. Yeah, I have a homage right here. Thank you.
I don't want to give this.
And the Parshas Minchas, it says, and at the beginning of that parasha it says, no, it doesn't say it next to it. So I take it back. No. So it says, "Vaydaber Ma'aseh Miad Hashem Abnei Yisrael." Latanya, and the Brisa says, "Rabbi Yisak Luyayim and Nemra Moyadai, Moyadai Nemra, V'loy Nemra Shabbos Bereishis." It says in the pasuk, "Vaydaber Ma'aseh Miad Hashem Abnei Yisrael." Doesn't say that he said Shabbos. We don't know what this means. But as I remember, my day nemru, will I never parshas nedar anymore? My day, but not parshas nedar. Now, what does this mean? Rav Asi Bar Nosson kashu leha masnisa. Rav Asi Bar Nosson did not understand this brisa. Asel and Nadar, the commander of Sheshes, he came to Nadar to ask Rav Sheshes to chat the brisa. But I asked him, he couldn't find Rav Sheshes. Asa basre le mechuzah. So he followed Rav Sheshes to the city of Mechuza. Amalai, Rav Sheshes told him, "Mayad Hashem Nemru, but they Nemru Shabbos Breishis Yimoyim. Shabbos is not included with Mayad Hashem. Hashem told Moshe Mayad Hashem, and it didn't say Shabbos together with Mayad Hashem. But he told him, 'Achsiv Shabbos Yimoyim.' It does say Shabbos. You take a look at the parsha in Emor. Mayad Breishis Mayad Hashem of Bnei Yisrael." Right away it starts chasing Shabbat Tassim Malacha by Yom Masri. So it does say Shabbat. What do you mean it says Mayad, but it doesn't say Shabbat? Vesu, Mayad Hashem Nemra Velay Nemra Parshas Nedarim Mimon? Let me citrus CV. In Parshas Pinchas it talks about Yom Tov, and right next to it is Parshas Matais, which talks about Nedarim. So what do you mean it says Mayad Hashem and it doesn't say Nedarim? It's right next to it.
This is Shabbat meaning from the
Sitra means on the side. Amalai, hachikon. This is what the Brisa means. So this is Rav Sheshes and Scott in the Brisa. My Ade Hashem, Tzvichin Kiddush Bez. Shabbos Bereshis, Chain Tzvichin Kiddush Bez. To have Yamim Tzvichin, it's Bez's job to make Kaddish Chodesh. They said today is Aleph Nisan. Sunday was Aleph Nisan. So today is Gimel Nisan, right? So we know when Pesach is. But you don't have, the way the Rosh learns, you don't have to get up Sunday and say, today is Sunday, so we should know that 6 days later is Shabbos. Shabbos is an automatic without Kiddush Bez. The halacha, the Mayad Hashem, has to be done by Klal Yisrael. We decide whether Pesach will be on Sunday or a Monday, depending on how long, when we make Rosh Chodesh. That's good for Miyadim. Then we, through Bezen, control when Yom Tov happens. But Shabbos is not our job to make Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to get up every Sunday and say, Hayayim Yayim Rishon, and therefore 6 days from now will be Shabbos. That's what Miyadim Hashem B'loy Nemra Shabbos Bereishis. Now, what does Shabbos Bereishis mean? Shabbos Bereishis doesn't mean Parshas Bereishis. It's just when we contrast resting days of Yom Tov and resting days of Shabbos, we refer to Shabbos as Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos of creation, the seventh day of the week. By the way, the same thing is true by Chazal Darshan, the Machras HaShabbos, Yenifenu HaKayim, by Omer. The Tzdukim said it means Sunday, because they Darshan the Machras HaShabbos to mean Shabbos Bereishis. And we don't learn that Shabbos Bereishis there. So when the term Shabbos Bereishis is used, it's not like the Tzdukim started counting the Omer the week after Sukkot. It meant that they needed the Shabbos of creation. So the Nemra, Mayadi Hashem Tzrichin Kibbezim, the ain't Shabbos Bereishis, ain't Tzrichin Kiddush Bezim. Also, Mayadi Hashem Tzrichin Mumcha, the Bezim that decides when Rosh Chodesh is, has to be Mumcha. The ain't Parshas Nedarim, Tzrichin Mumcha. That's what the Drasha is. That even though Parshas Nedarim is on the side of Mayadi Hashem, does not require the same Madreka in order to create Rosh Chodesh than to do Mahataras Nadara. Correct the Gemara. I'm still the best in the judge. Correct the Gemara by the Parshas Nadara, Rosh Hashanah, Siv. You can't ignore the passing by Nadara. I'm Rav Chizdi, became Rav Yechidin, B'yachid Mumcha. So we hear there's two drashas of Mayad Hashem. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether they argue with each other or not. Some Rishonim learn Rav Yechidin really holds the way Shabbos Bereishis and Rav Nassim argues, and some say they complement each other. See, the raya from the Gemara is, the Gemara says, not the way with Rav Asi Bar Nassim, right? But that's okay, that's the Amayra that learns it that way, not a car. Okay, this looks like it's in China. But the bottom line is, Beishamai holds, that's how I learned actually Shalai Shedjaitis. I learned it out from the fact that the Drash HaMayad Hashem, the Loi HaKaparas Nadarim, to tell me even though they're next to each other, they don't share the same halacha in one aspect.
Why is they thinking the Rishon for Shabbos? Why would people do that?
I don't see what you're asking. Maybe Shabbos also has to be announced.
I am Rishon for Shabbos.
Oh, that's because you guys said Mrs. Hasei the rights are going to Ramban. I think it's Rashi in Ramban. What's the mitzvah Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Katshay? There's a mitzvah called Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Katshay. Rashi learns, it's really Machlokes Rishonim and Bishul, but Rashi learns, it means that every day you go shopping, you should pick a nice thing up for Shabbos. You go to the store Sunday, Kavod Shabbos. Then Monday you find a nicer one, so you buy that for Kavod Shabbos. That's the Mishnah and Be'ah, the Gemara and Be'ah. Now, Bishul argues on Bishul. So Rashi brings Bishul, Dr. Rabban, why do you ignore Bishul? Rabban learns, the mitzvah, Zach Hashem HaShabbos L'Katshay, every day you should say, this is the first day of Shabbos, this is the second day of Shabbos. That's why we say it. In fact, I spoke it out a number of weeks ago. I think I spoke it out here. That's why some people have a minig, that before they say, Hayayim Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, they say, Zach Hashem HaShabbos L'Katshay, Hayayim Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayayim Yom Rishon
B'Shabbos. And you said,
that's the problem. Once you start saying it, it becomes rote, like everything else you do. You know, computer pushes, and then you start saying it, you know, you go like, that's always that. Dr. Ash, Mi'ad Hashem Tzichin Kiddush Bezim, Shemakachim Bezim Rish Chedish Nisim, Lassus Pesach B'chamish Ha'atzibay, Shabbos Bereishis, Tishagama Moyadim Kuyin Shabbos, Alchi Karle Shabbos Bereishis. Rashi is explaining. Ain't Tzrichin Kiddush Bezim. Shikatzu Bezim Yom Rishon. Lasis Shabbos B'Yom Hashvi. Uksiv Mayadei Hashem Yisera. Lemute Shabbos Mikiddush Bezim. That's the extra Mayadei Hashem. Mayadim Tzrichin Mumchem. Uksiv Mayadei Hashem Hashatiku Oysam. It says there are the words Hashatiku Oysam. Right? It's a pasuk. Mayadei Hashem Hashatiku Oysam. And we dash in the Karle Atem. You're the ones that are supposed to be Mekadosh HaKadosh. Moshe and Aaron Mumchem Hayu. There have to be people similar to Moshe and Aaron. So therefore, we learn that they need mumchim. But Taras Nedarim does not need mumchim. Gimel Jaitis are good enough.
Single head mumchim, okay.
Yeah, we learned that out from Rashi Matzah. That's the Gemara. First the Gemara, how can you ignore Rashi Matzah? No. No. Baisha couldn't do it by himself. He needed three. This is where Beishameh learns it from, correct. Now, Beishameh doesn't learn it from here. They learn it from Zer Shabbat. It's funny.
I'm for Beishameh.
Yes. I mean, they don't say the name Beishameh holds like Beishameh that you have this Zer Shabbat.
The limit of Beishameh, it depends on the fact that by Kiddush HaKadosh, you need
Mumchim.
Yeah. And it doesn't say Mumchim. Other places, so.
It does say Mumchim by Nadar.
Right.
That's the Gemara's Kasha. Fine. So that's the Mudim that Gimu Hajaitis work. Zag the Gemara Baitar. Amr of Khanina. Now here comes something that'll blow everybody's mind, but that's what we do in the Dharam. We like to blow people's minds. Hashaitzik amanas lamekas. Mefer afilu mikan a good job. I just want to point out that we don't pass this way before I start. But Rav Chanina says that if a guy keeps quiet about a neder because he wants to anger his wife, he means to be made for it. But he decides, I'm going to wait 2 weeks. Let her stew in her juice. Let her not eat apples for 2 weeks. Let her understand that you can't play around. I'm going to teach her a lesson. I'll do it in 2 months from now. For 2 months, I'll watch my wife suffer. Let her understand this is serious business.
Well, this is serious. A person makes an editor, even keeps it. It's a hotel.
So, can he be made for 2 months from now? He kept quiet. He had in mind that he wants to be made for. He wasn't made for. He doesn't want to let his wife off the hook. And that's what I'm talking. He can be made for whenever he feels like it. Let his wife suffer. He, in his mind, he wants to be made for.
The made for is because of Havo.
100%. So for 2 months, she had a netter.
Right.
And she deserves it.
She, it's Avera that was to make the netter, right?
She did the netter already. That she made the netter. So he's saying, this is the Kiddush of Rav Chanina. That if you have a mind to be made for, if you have a mind to be made for, later on, you don't have to be made for B'yayim Shammai. B'yayim Shammai is if you're not holding it back. Right? You're not saying, I want to be made for tomorrow. You're not thinking that way. You're not thinking. You have to make a decision. You're not out to get your wife. So you have to be made for B'yayim Shammai. But if in your mind you decided that you're going to be Mefer, and you decide to let her wait a little bit before you're Mefer, so you can do it 10 days later. We're going to slug him up. But that's what clean is halach.
We call that a horrible late, like we learned.
No. This is exactly the Gemara's opinion. That's why I said yesterday, we're not finished with a horrible late. You're going to come in right away. That's from Chanina's halacha. That you can decide that I want to be made for later, but let her suffer.
Yeah, but well, why don't you just say it's not good because...
But he says it is good.
No,
I'm not going to argue with him.
No, what I'm trying to say is, forget about the Afara business. How about Tzar Bal Chaim?
Why was it in the Sfas Shara now?
No, we're breaking it up. The Sfas Shara is pretty upset every day we're not living.
Okay.
So I got to try to put it in the Gemara.
Okay. You know people that hurt other people, that do things to spite other people, they do things to teach people a lesson. You know people that do this? I mean, Chatzom, not you. Nobody in this year, Chatzom. But there are people out there that do things to hurt other people.
And therefore?
Ask them what happened to Tzar Bal Chaim. By the way, this big machlokes is where the Tzar Bal Chaim flies by you with.
I know
Dvarim applies. Yeah, there's other Yisurim. But the big silent was the entire Baal Chaim applies.
I just mentioned as a term.
I understand what you meant.
So when is he making the decision? He had in mind before she's making the
netter? No!
He hears the end.
Hears the netter. He says, I can be made for, right? I don't want to be made for today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be made for. But let her wait a few days. Let her wait a week. Let her understand
understand.
I'm going to teach her a lesson. She didn't make good salt this Shabbos. I will teach her a lesson. Next time she's going to make good salt. In the future?
Yeah, so that's the kind of Yom Shabbos.
No.
Why not?
It doesn't need to be Yom Shabbos. What is that?
No, but I'm saying that. If you didn't have that in mind.
Yes. It fulfills the requirement of the Yom Shabbos, correct. Which means, if he has in mind to be made for later, it doesn't have to be done by Yom Shabbos. Dr. Rush.
It's a
lover
that's not the
law. A lover of mine is not the law. When was the last time you were making your wife better? It's not again.
Doesn't
prove anything. Hashem Tzigam and Aslam Eikat, Lahaknit Ulitzar Ishtai. I will die to the hover.
Yeah. What you said, when was the last time I was made for my wife? No, I'm not sure. I've never been sure what exactly is another. If she says something, is that another?
No, it has to be a nether.
Say this is a nether.
No.
She says, I'm going to do this.
If it's not a dry mitzvah,
It's not a dry mitzvah.
It's meaningless.
What she says.
It's meaningless what you say, too. I'm going to shop and hide it tomorrow.
She's not going to cook anymore on Shabbos.
If she doesn't say any lunch in the kainim, no. What is it? What do you mean? Why is it a dvar mitzvah? I don't have it.
That is or it's not?
Why is it a dvar mitzvah not to eat flesh in the Shabbos?
She knew it for herself.
Yeah, it's not a neder. Neder needs kainim, neder
a
lot.
It has to be attached to the word.
Unless it's a kabbalah of the dvar mitzvah. I'm going shopping Heinen's tomorrow. I'm not going to shopping Heinen's tomorrow. It's not a mitzvah to shopping Heinen's. It's not an abeira to shopping Heinen's.
Nothing.
Well, some people will keep everything they say, but that's not a loch and nether. That's because whatever they say, they make sure they keep. Hainshul got said it, especially if somebody counts on you. Tomorrow I'll take you to the airport. And the next morning you call him up, I change my mind. But that might be a bar mitzvah, by the way. But that's beside the point.
I know it's talk about it, but I just don't remember. Chris says, I promise to do something. We're promising.
Not really. No. Not a never. No. Don't think about it. Masiv Rabba. We're going to spend the whole time with Kashis. At the end of the day, we're going to slug up Reb Chanina multiple ways. Masiv Rabba. Hey, our favorite brisa. When does the father take over from the husband? He didn't hear about it. And he died that day. It's supposed to be or that's the change of a year. Now, it says Shasak. And it says we die the next day. It's the husband, the father can't take over. What do you mean? He kept quiet. My love. Anyway, he kept quiet. Even Bishaitse come and ask him, come make him. Even if he kept quiet, he'll make him. It says he kept quiet. It didn't say in the Brisa why he kept quiet. Masman the Brisa, that if he keeps quiet, even though his mind is to be made for it the next day, he can't. And for the why no, Bishaitse come and ask him, he kept quiet in order to make the netter work. Who says that the brisa means to affect the Gemara Yochi Hainu Aisham of the Kayim? Ella Bishaitik Stam. He stopped, kept quiet. He had no intention one way, he had no intention the other way. Dr. Rush. My love had the Tani Sham of the Shasak Masma, Becho Inyan. I feel the Shasak of Manasma Meka. Mashani Lai. Daska Bishaitik of Manasma Kayim. Only be meant to be Mekayim. Affecting Gemara Yochi Hainu Aisham of the Kayim. The master, the whole mina kiyumim, bein shom mekayim luchi, bein shasasa kavanas mekayim. The answer is no. A b'shais etzdam. But like Gomer believer, he didn't make any decision. He believed in love. He's the guy that doesn't make, not decisive. He hasn't decided. A Gomer believer, b'shasa, they will make up. We'll have a kiyum. Who says that? That revise the meme says.
You know, it's quite interesting because, Dayan, or Yachin Mumcha, wants to teach someone a lesson, right? He can really be a watch or something, but you know what? Let this guy go to the
come back to me in 10 days.
Yeah, well, let me think. He's not thinking about it, but sometimes it's good for a person to...
Here you are. A minute ago, he was talking about Tzar Baal HaChayim. Now, all of a sudden, he's a big fan of Tzar Baal HaChayim.
Why has been created
Okay, very nice. I'll let you give me a share. Everybody have a wonderful day.